What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's get into the economic news here. As you know, the corporate media is just celebrating the Dow has crossed 23,000. It's heading for 24,000. Nowhere to go but up, which is what they were saying in October of 1929, I think it was. But again, we have people like Paul Craig Roberts who are out there saying it's all an illusion. They're just pouring money in to Wall Street to make it look like it's profitable and drive those stocks up to use them as a political banner. See, the economy's wonderful. Look at the stock market. You know, how can you complain about the how can you even think that the recession is not over? Look at the stock market. Look how rich these people are all becoming. But it is all an illusion. The stock market is totally disconnected from the real U.S. economy right now. And even worse, there's the problem of overvaluation. Now, normally in a healthy stock market, the price of the stock should reflect that stock's underlying value in terms of its earnings, dividends, what have you. There's a ratio between price and earnings. When you start using market forces and manipulation to drive up the price of a stock, you start creating a gap between what the stock's price is and what it actually should be based on the value of the underlying stock. And that can be a bit of a problem because it means that elevated price is existing without any real support. Now, right now, stocks are very heavily overvalued because of all the manipulation, and they're almost twice as overvalued as they were in 1987 before that crash occurred, and that took about 20% off the market. I remember when that one happened. Everybody was just in a panic. This idea that there's no place to go but up, it's a typical Wall Street fantasy. It's never been proven out in history. It's all fakery. It's plunge protection team. It's manipulation to placate the masses. Oh, we've got wonderfully low unemployment and wonderfully high stock market. Everything's going along just fine. But like I said, if you want to know what's really going on in the United States, walk down your nearest town and open your eyes and look at it as if you are a tourist from someplace else. See all the cracks in the pavement, the corroded metal, the decayed infrastructure, the retail vacancies. We're getting ready to hit the holiday shopping season, and there's a lot of retail vacancies down there at the local mall. We have iconic retailers going out of business, Retailmageddon, because people, ordinary people like you and I, we just don't have the money to spend. Anyway, now, over in Great Britain, computer reseller Misco has been forced into administration, which is their term for bankruptcy, and so that's lost about 300 jobs there. The real problem, though, in Europe, as it is here in America, is the derivatives exposure. Now, we haven't talked about this for a while, so a quick little recap. A derivative is any financial instrument whose worth is based on another financial transaction. And the most commonly used one, abused one, is what is called an interest swap. And what that basically means is if I go to a company and I buy $100,000 worth of their stock, or I invest $100,000 in their stock, I go to the same brokerage and I get a swap, which acts like an insurance policy, where if the company goes bust and I lose my investment, I get at least part of it coming back from the swap. It's kind of like an insurance policy, but there are key differences that you need to keep in mind. One is in regular insurance, like fire insurance, you have to own the asset being insured. That doesn't apply to these interest swaps. You can make these bets on other people's transactions. One of the things that Goldman Sachs was criticized for was helping California issue their California bonds, then turn around and started betting against the California bond by selling swaps against it. And there's no limit to how many of these policies you can take out on the same transaction. They're unregulated, and the providers of these derivatives are not required to keep capital reserves on hand to pay expected losses. That's what drove AIG out of business back in 2008. Well, everybody loves derivatives. They're like instant money. As long as the economy is going up, you just take the money in the front door. You don't worry about paying it out. But that never lasts. And right now, the European Union has more than 450 trillion pounds, with a T, trillion, of exposure to derivatives. And it's estimated that the total derivative exposure around the world is close to a quadrillion dollars. That's more than basically the entire planet is worth right now. And it's all paper magic. It's all bookkeeping. None of it's real. But this is what happens when you allow the money junkies to operate without any kind of reasonable controls. They're addicted to gambling because that's what Wall Street is. It's a giant open-air gambling casino. And everybody there is hopped up on the action, the excitement, the adrenaline, the cocaine. Wolf of Wall Street is a true story. If you haven't seen that movie, and if you do watch it, you might want to keep the kids out of the room. Now, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, over in Canada, the Bank of Nova Scotia is getting ready to try and sell its gold business, Scotiabank. And this is following a massive money laundering scandal centered on a U.S. refinery that involves smuggled gold from South America. Now, like diamonds, there are supposed to be these legitimate sources of gold, and then there's gold coming from people we don't like. And there's a lot of gold smuggling and gold laundering. And, of course, the wonderful thing about gold is you can melt it, recast it. There's no way to trace it back to where it came from. So Scotiabank is having to dump their precious metals division. Getting on back to Europe, their secession problems are not going to go away anytime soon. You've had the Catalan vote. Now you've got Lombardy and Veneto referendums that are being planned. And Scotland is now talking about a second independence referendum, knowing that the first one was subject to massive election fraud. There's talk of France leaving the EU, Germany, Belgium, and Romania. It's starting to come apart, and the globalists are just absolutely having cows. Now, over in Madrid, one of their politicians, Jose Maria Aznar, is getting ready to take a page from Hillary Clinton's book and blame the entire Catalan push for independence on Russia. It's those evil Russians. They're doing it. Russia's being blamed for everything. Russia extincted the woolly mammoths. Russia is stealing socks out of your dryer. It really is ridiculous here. Now the Czech Republic is talking about holding a referendum on leaving the EU, according to the leader of one of their far-right parties. And these far-right Eurosceptic parties, they're coming on strong. Look at the losses suffered by Angela Merkel in Germany. Look at the results of the recent Austrian elections. Ordinary people have had enough with this empire building at their expense. They want to go back to being their own little nation with their own culture and their own history. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Thomas in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, brother.
Aloha, bra.
You got them, bro. What's on my mind is you remember, I think it was during the, I can't remember if it was the Bush administration or the Clinton administration, when there was an edict that, or whatever, that the mainstream media, they conglomerated.
Okay.
Are you there? Okay, they conglomerated.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, well, we need to do away with that. You know, that one company cannot own all of the media.
It used to be that way in this country. There were laws that limited how much media any one entity could own.
There you go.
Yeah.
Used to be.
But starting with the Iraq War, in fact, the first Iraq War, the one that was over Kuwait, the U.S. government made a deal with the heads of these media organizations, and they said, if you will embed your reporters with our troops, if you will report the war the way we want it reported, we will get rid of those laws that limit how much media you can own. And so the big corporations said yes, and they started gobbling up all the little independent media around them.
Exactly. That was my point. And now, okay, on to my second point. I think it was, I know it was during the Obama administration that they pretty well gave carte blanche to you can say anything you want and not be prosecuted for it. You can lie to the people. What law? I've been looking on the internet. The reason I'm coming to you is because I'm looking it up, and I don't know if it's been wiped out or what.
Well, basically, the only laws about telling the truth involve when you're talking to the government. You know, you have to tell the truth to the government. But there are no laws that say corporations have to be truthful with the American people. There are no laws that say politicians have to be truthful. In fact, there have been politicians who defend...
I'm not talking about the politician. I'm talking about the media. Under Obama, they made a law, and I've been looking for it, and it's evidently it's been wiped clean. And this is why I came to you, because I know you can do this. They put it on your website.
Okay.
There was a law that Obama said that they're not culpable. They're not.
It wasn't Obama. It wasn't Obama. I know what you're talking about here. This goes back to what was called the Fox News Synthetic Bovine Growth Hormone Lawsuit. And the story was that Fox News assigned two of their reporters to basically do a puff piece on Monsanto's new synthetic bovine growth hormone. And these reporters went on out and did the story and discovered while they were researching the story that people who were eating the meat and dairy from cows treated with this synthetic bovine growth hormone were suffering a rash of strange medical problems. And so they wrote up the article and they went back to Fox News, and Fox News said, no, you need to change it. Monsanto's a big advertiser here. And the reporters refused to change it because they thought it was a serious public health concern, and Fox News fired them. These reporters sued Fox News for wrongful termination and lost on appeal when the judge pointed out there is no law that obligates the corporate media to be truthful to the audience. And there never has been. We point that up.
May I interrupt?
Yeah.
Okay. President Trump is going after the lying media.
Yes.
I just stated two laws that happen that he needs to repeal, or somebody needs to look at. And anyone in the mainstream media that purposely spreads propaganda that they know is lies, they need to be prosecuted.
Thomas, let me respond. You're talking about a very slippery slope there, because there are already moves out there to try and pass laws against the independent media for spreading fake news, with the government deciding what is real and what is fake. So even in the case of the corporate media, I don't think we want to go on in there. Obviously, we do have the libel. We have the libel and the slander laws to use as weapons. The other weapon is we simply stop watching them, and that's already happening. When we catch the media lying to us over and over and over again, we just change the channel and go someplace else. And corporate news media have lost a huge portion of their audience over the last decade, and those people are coming to the independent media to find out what's going on. And so at some point, their corporate backers are going to start putting away the checkbooks. And those talking heads are going to have to learn how to live without those multi-million dollar salaries. And we've already got a situation where some of these corporate media outlets have been caught using web bots, botnets, to amplify the clicks on their website to make it look like more people are tuning in. And they're basically defrauding their advertisers in the process. But the way we get rid of dishonest media is we stop paying attention to it. The media got away with it for so long because until the internet and the independent media, there were no alternate voices out there. I mean, there were a few pirate radio stations.
No, there is an alternative model. Yes, there is an alternative. And it's you and it's me, and that's the reason I called you. And if you can put up on your website these two edicts or laws or whatever you want to call them, you know, where they consolidated the media, and then and under Obama, or I think it was under Obama, that it said that it's okay that you can lie to the people and you will not be prosecuted. That's I think President Trump's talking point right there.
Well, again, Obama had nothing to do with the Fox News synthetic bovine growth hormone lawsuit discussion.
That's not what I'm talking about. No. Forget that. I'm not talking about the.
I don't know what you're talking about then. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm talking about the mainstream media is lying to the people, and it's legal for them to do it. There's no prosecution for them.
Because there is no law that compels the corporate media to be truthful with the people. That's what the judge ruled.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, well, we're in agreement on that. We've covered this issue many times before. Anyway, Thomas, thanks a lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Get on back to the news. Getting on back to the economic news, well, actually, the news in Europe, and this is somewhat economic. Apparently, the Catalan separatists are now urging their supporters to start pulling cash from ATMs. It was supposed to start this morning. I don't know how effective it's actually been. But apparently, Assemblea Nacional urged supporters to pull cash from CaixaBank and Banco Sabadell branches as a protest against their decision to shift their legal domiciles out of the region. So we'll see what happens there. Now, getting into the realm of political correctness, this is pretty sick. Wyoming man identifies as a transgender woman, has not gone through any hormone treatments or surgery. And this guy, Miguel Martinez, who goes by the name Michelle, identifies as a transgender woman, is now on trial for sexually assaulting a 10-year-old girl in a bathroom. The whole country's going crazy. It's being driven crazy by all this political correctness stuff. All right, we've got time for one quick phone call before the commercial break. Greg in Indiana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just wanted to help that guy out. He was talking about the Smith-Mundt Act, the anti-propaganda. USN's ban on domestic propaganda, RT wrote it up as.
I thought that might be what he was talking about, but that wasn't just the corporate media. That was the government using propaganda, because previously there had, in fact, been a ban on propaganda used against the American people. So, yeah, and we've talked about this one before as well. Anyway, thank you for the update. Thank you for the information, Greg. We're going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back. We'll be right back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm getting a whole bunch of email responding to that question of just who made it legal to lie to the American people. And again, this is not just the corporate media, but the government as a whole. And in addition to the last caller's reference, apparently the NDAA also authorizes the government to lie to the American people. And there's nothing new about it. I'm being sent all these stories going all the way back to the Bush administration, in which they're admitting that, yeah, the government gives the corporate media prepackaged news reports that are run as news. And that's a reality all Americans basically need to be dealing with as they decide whether what they're being shown by that corporate media is real or not. And my opinion is right now you can't trust anything on the corporate media except the sports scores and the weather, and they're not even all that good on the weather. All right, getting on back to the other news here. We're talking about political correctness. We're talking about how our entire society is being driven to insanity with all this PC, Black Lives Matter, retributions for imagined crimes and so forth. And this is a good example of where this is leading. because apparently, this is an article over an Investment Watch blog, there was a black man reportedly attacked his fellow Maryland Metrobus passenger, a 52-year-old homeless and disabled white man, spitting in the man's face and blaming him for making my grandmother a slave. And so this gentleman, Marquis Evans Royster, 27 years old, attacked this 52-year-old man saying, "You owe me for making my grandmother a slave." Then he starts going through the guy's pockets. He's just robbing them in view of everyone. And at that point, the other passengers intervened. And he was putting up a fight. And the only thing that stopped it was the bus driver said, "I'm calling the police right now." And so the suspect got off the bus without paying. And the driver reported that Evans Royster referred to all white people as evil and said that two white passengers on the bus should die. And apparently on his way out of the bus, he ripped off one of the bus's side view mirrors. Now, there is a little reality that all of these slavery reparations activists need to understand. Just prior to the Civil War, at the peak of slavery in the United States, only 1.5% of the population owned slaves. The vast majority of white people were not, in fact, slave owners. But if you're trying to fan up victimhood in order to turn a certain segment of the society into a political force, details don't really matter. Now, here's another example of where we're going with our society. Apparently, over at Pittsburgh King Pre-K 8 school, there was a teacher, 46-year-old Janice Watkins, and apparently during the class, she tried to confiscate a cell phone from one of the students because the school district has a no cell phone policy. And the student responded by biting the teacher. The parents were called. The parents came on in and basically took the position of, "You have no right to take my student's or my child's phone." And apparently the teacher was driving on her way home, sitting in traffic, when the student's mother and another male basically ran up, hit her in the head with a brick, dragged her out of the car, and basically beat her up. Now, this is not in any modern society acceptable behavior. But it's almost like this kind of excess is being sold as a reasonable response to slavery. And again, something you need to remember. Nobody alive today was ever a slave on the antebellum South. Nobody alive today was ever forced to pick cotton. Nobody alive today is a slave owner. This is being fanned up to create divisions within our society so that we do not unite against the real source of all of our poverty and oppression. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, over at the University of Arizona, they launched a pilot program where students were going to be recruited to be social justice advocates who would be trained to report any bias incidents that occurred in dorms while hosting educational events on social justice issues for residents. And these social justice advocates were trained to report any bias incidents. And, you know, it's like the witch hunts. If you're paid to hunt witches, you'll see witches everywhere. If you're being incentivized to report bias, you'll see bias everywhere. And there was a huge backlash from political commentators saying that the University of Arizona was essentially attempting to turn the entire student body into a bunch of snitches. And the University of Arizona came back and said, all right, well, we're going to redefine and design the program and its responsibilities. And then they came on out and said they're just dropping it. They're quitting the whole idea. And political correctness, like any other fad, and that's really what it's been, it does reach a point of ridiculousness, at which point it burns out. And I think we're just about there. Not entirely. And here's a good example. A gentleman by the name of Tim Cox, his nickname is English. It's a nickname since he's had at school, and he added it to his Facebook profile. And Facebook has now banned the word English from his profile, even though he's used it for the last 9 years. And apparently Facebook removed it after a complaint by a member of the public who thinks the word English is racist and non-inclusive. Now, Facebook said it's a violation of its policies to use a fake name, even though there are other profiles that use names such as Osama bin Laden. This is more political correctness. Can't use the word, can't use the E word. It's racist. Now, there's a bit of a media blackout on this. In fact, some of the media is out there already saying this story didn't really happen, that it's fake news. The story is Jesus Fabian Gonzalez has been arrested for suspicion of arson in Sonoma County, wine country. And Sonoma County is a sanctuary county. And Jesus Fabian Gonzalez is an illegal immigrant. And it's another illustration about how this liberal ideology of open borders and all inclusiveness wasn't really thought all the way through. Or if it was, that the inevitable negative downsides of the illegal immigrants and the refugees were simply being ignored here in the U.S. for the sake of more Democratic voters. But we continue to see this criminal violent behavior here in the U.S. and over in Europe, and people are getting tired of it. They're getting tired of being called racist every time they say we need to control our borders. Because it isn't racism. Illegal isn't a race. Just keep that in mind. We're going to take a phone call. Sean in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I was going to call you earlier in the week and talk to you about a few things, and I got tied up. And I just noticed on yesterday's show, you had a caller that called in, and he touched on one of the topics I was going to talk to you about, and that was China. It definitely holds water that their water crisis would stop them from being a significant threat to us in a war. I've heard programs from reputable sources, including Dave Hodges, that's done entire programs on the fact about China. The other thing I wanted to discuss with you, I'll go ahead and spit them all out. There's three of them, and just listen to what you have to say off the air. Is this whole, I know you're having fun with this Weinstein thing, but my concern is, you know, they're going to take him down. They've taken Bill Cosby down. I think there's a plot behind this when everybody, you know, agrees that these people should be brought down, rightly so, for the things they've done, that it's all going to lead to Donald Trump. Oh, now that we've taken and everybody agrees, now we have to look at Donald Trump and what he's done to women.
Hillary's already saying that. Hillary's already out there trying to draw a parallel between Harvey Weinstein and Donald Trump. And every time somebody says, isn't it a closer link to Bill Clinton? And she says, oh, that happened so long ago. Your people are so petty.
Yeah, I as soon as this come out, that's the first, I almost seen right through it. I said, this is their, because face it, I mean, everything that's on the corporate media, I mean, just your local news, everything that you see now is geared toward attacking Donald Trump. Everything, your entire news broadcast, I don't care if it's the weather, the hurricanes, oh, well, let's put it on Donald Trump. Sports, the NFL, let's tag Donald Trump. Everything's geared toward attacking him.
I agree.
And lastly, the last comment I wanted to is people call in that want to talk about a violent uprising in the country, and multiple people have brought it up on your show, and you've always said, you know, you don't want that to happen because the one thing that the United States is good at is killing people. I kind of disagree with that because the United States, while we're good at killing people, we're good at killing unarmed people. We're good at blowing up aspirin factories and hitting civilians. This country is scared to death of anybody that's armed. I think, you know, they're scared to death of us. They won't make a move until they've got these guns.
Well, they're making a move on the guns right now.
That's why it might be time to act before they get taken away.
Well,
I mean,
all
the way back to Vietnam, they beat us with booby traps.
I'll be very honest with you that I think a move to confiscate all guns might trigger a violent uprising.
I agree with you. I do agree with that. I don't think that I don't think it would tip in the government's favor if that happened. I mean, a lot of people say, you know, they've purged the military. They've purged higher ups in the military because if you think about it, if they send military troops out on the street, they're not going to agree to do that because the biggest deterrent from that is they have families that live in this country too. And if those families of theirs are armed, they're going to have the threat of other soldiers coming in. They're going to be with their homes protecting their families. They're not going to follow any order like that. They would need foreign mercenaries or some kind of foreign army to come in here to do that.
Well, they certainly have enough Muslims here now to create a new army that would
that
have no
true.
Love for the American people. But you're right. The ordinary rank-and-file military are probably not interested in going along with a military coup d'etat of the United States. And several years ago, there was this test called the Combat Arms Survey that was done on the U.S. Marines who are exempt from posse comitatus. And I had a friend, business associate, that had been a Marine at 29 Palms when the test was being done. And he confided that the Marines all said, yes, they would confiscate guns from the American people. They would kill Americans who resisted because the officers made it clear that's the answer that they wanted on this combat arms survey. But he said the reality is that hardly anybody in his group of Marines really thought that. They were just doing as they were told. And going on back to this USS Shane, the leaks coming out of there about how demoralized those Navy crewmen are, it is doubtful that the U.S. Could marshal an effective fighting force against the American people. Look how much trouble they're having just in the wars they've got now. Afghanistan, Libya, Syria, the whole thing. So it's problematic. I just don't want to take that chance right now. And I don't think the American people are really at that stage yet where they would welcome this idea of a violent revolution. I still think our best option is to stay calm and watch our government implode because it's doing it right now. We're on our way to a Soviet Union-style collapse of our central government with all this scandal about Uranium One coming out, the economy about ready to take a huge plunge. I think it's coming apart, and we don't want to give the government any excuses to just say, all right, it's a national emergency, martial law, no more constitution, and then things really would get worse. Now, I may be wrong. But I do not like this idea of a military violent revolution in the streets. I'm concerned that our government may start one in order to put it down. And that may be what all this Black Lives Matter, convincing the black people to be violent, is really all about.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think the people are ready for that kind of revolution yet. But we're still in the phases, and, you know, the people are still in the process of waking up, and it's happening on a large scale. And that's usually the step that happens before you become ready for a violent revolution. But the thing that worries me is the United States, as you say, they're crumbling, and they're getting desperate. and they keep pushing harder and harder to get these guns and everything. And it might come to a point where that's the only option that you have, either that or lose everything. And at that point, you know, I think it would be better to rise up before letting them come in and just wipe the nation of guns.
Well, as I said before,
because they are making a push to do, you know, to do what they can before they fall. You know, they want our guns. And, you know, I'm afraid we're going to have other false flags. They didn't get it with this Las Vegas thing, and who knows what's around the corner. But they're pushing, you know.
Every
step
sure
that they take
Las
forward,
Vegas.
They're going to do something bigger and bigger.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're absolutely right on that one. But the question is, the American people aren't buying these false flags anymore. The poll numbers are not showing that people are buying it. Las Vegas, every day goes by, more and more of the survivors who were actually there are coming out and saying, yes, there were multiple shooters. And now apparently there's a video of a shooter up on one of the billboards, and it's falling apart. And we have literally they're trying to lock down the hotels. They're one of the survivors has filed a lawsuit against the Mandalay Bay, and the judge has ordered the preservation of all evidence. It may be a little too late for that. But every time they do another one of these false flags and we rip it to pieces here on the independent media, the American public comes to understand, yes, this government rules us through lies, fraud, and deception. As far as China and its water is concerned, I would think that some nation somewhere is going to make it a high priority, worthy of a Manhattan-style project with serious investment in engineering to provide low-cost, high-volume water filtration desalinization. And there's a lot of interesting technologies out there, but, of course, from the corporate mind, it's much more reliable and cheaper to suck what fresh water is left out of the earth, put it in a bottle, and sell it in the store. But when that starts to run out, I think there will be alternative technologies that become available, just like as the oil and gas runs out, they'll start looking at other technologies like thorium cycle reactors, for example.
Well, until that happens, I don't know. Maybe that's the United States' point. Maybe that's what this North Korea thing. Let's get in there and hit them while we can, while we have a barrel over their head. I have no idea. But, you know,
well,
if
I think
that
the Russia
does come and they can provide themselves with sufficient fresh water, then yes, then they are a force to be feared.
Well,
but
North Korea
just
wants...
But I know with the crisis that they got going on now, that would severely hamper their military efforts in a major war.
You're talking about China or North Korea?
China.
Yeah.
Okay,
Sean, we're going to let you go. We're running out of time here. And,
all right, thanks, Mike.
All right, we're going to take one more phone call here. James in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, can you hear me, Mike?
I hear you just fine.
Yes, what I wanted to tell you about is the North Korea thing, all these false flags, everybody should know who it helps is Israel. And I want to get something that I want to show tell you. If you go to this Dixon, Texas, and it's about the Hurricane Harvey relief, and there's a grant in there that you can get and apply. But the interesting thing is, on number 11, it says verification not to boycott Israel. By executing this agreement below, the application verifies that the applicant does not boycott Israel and will not boycott Israel during the terms of this agreement. Now, this is going on through all the places that were affected by Harvey and Irma.
Yes.
Now you tell me this. Why does our United States tell us to make it illegal to boycott Israel, but yet they're telling us to boycott our own NFL, our own American brands like the NFL and NRA, and then at the same time, they make us go after countries like Iran, who they say there's a threat to them, and North Korea, who just talks about, because see, North Korea, they want nukes because they were saying, well, you know, Israel got their nukes, and nobody talks about
that. All right, well, James, you're kind of meandering. I want to go back to your original point, and you raise a good one. Why are all these cities in Texas, including a no boycott of Israel clause in the applications for aid to rebuild their homes. And it's already provoked a huge, huge backlash and a huge amount of anger. It's already been denounced as completely unconstitutional. And I think the people of Texas need to find out just whose bright idea this was and make sure that they are given the pink slip next election. Because it is
Governor Abbott wrote it in.
Governor Abbott wrote it in? Well,
he
friends
wrote,
in Texas,
in
Abbott
like,
needs to go.
Yeah. If you're not friends of Israel, you're not friend of Texas or something like that. And, like, anybody who's offering a grant or something that they basically, if you're involved in that, you're not going to get any assistance of anything. That's any type of state assistance.
That is wholly inappropriate for a state governor to be doing, because his first responsibility, his first allegiance and loyalty is to the people of his state. And talk about an obvious sellout and an obvious puppet. And a reminder, we live under puppet rule, foreign puppet rule. Anyway, James, I'm going to have to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with another phone call.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof. Pay for a drink if you gotta have proof. Distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores or bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take one more phone call here, and that's Don in Iowa. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yes, you're talking a lot about people just hurl out the insult racist. It doesn't have to mean anything. It's just a word they throw out. Mark Faber.
Well, it's the same tactic that the Israelis use when they scream anti-Semite, when they can't win an argument through facts, logic, and law.
Well, this guy, Mark Faber, are you familiar with Mark Faber? He's this, he's a gold bug. He's a,
yes.
Lives in Thailand. They got him. He just a couple of days ago, he had an interview with Business Insider, and he said, thank God white people populated America and not the blacks. And he says, otherwise it might look like Zimbabwe. But this guy is a great guy. For years they've had him on these business shows like CNBC and Bloomberg, and they'll put him on because he's a charming, witty guy, and he'll sit there and he'll present the contrary view to what they're normally trying to say there on these. They're normally trying to be cheerleaders, the stock market will go up forever and all that, and they call this guy Dr. Doom, Mark Faber. But now... he's 71 years old. He's probably ready to say hell with it anyway and retire. But I mean, I'm sure when he made this remark, he knew this stuff would happen to him. But they kicked him off all the boards he was on, boards of directors, and then they said they're not going to have him anymore on TV.
I understand what he's saying, but it probably could have been phrased a little bit more politely. And, you know, the issue here, though, is when they talk about nations with different ethnic populations, there's a reality everybody needs to look at. Europe is the way it is because it was built by the Europeans. Africa is the way it is because it was built by the Africans. And this idea that the fact that Africans don't have a European-style culture, it represents some form of oppression, is nonsense. We are all living in the cultures and societies that we collectively work together to produce. And it's not racist to point on out that, yes, there are differences in our cultures and our societies because we engineered it that way. Anyway, listen, Don, I need to let you go. I'm going to squeeze in one more phone call before the top. Dave in Missouri, aloha. What's on your mind?
Hey, howdy, aloha, Mike. Talked to you yesterday. How's your day, brother?
So far, so good. We're short on time. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to kind of finish up, and so you know, so we discussed yesterday how Walmart purchased both political parties to achieve retail monopoly, and then used those political influences to advance a free trade agenda, emptying our factories out, destroying the middle class, transferring the wealth to communist China. So this is where I wanted to follow up. I kind of meant to get there yesterday, but. This is a big topic. It's hard to really discuss in a short amount of time. So now we see all these.
Well, unfortunately, Dave, I'll tell you what. Dave, call into the show on Monday, just when we're starting one of the big segments, and I'll let you talk. But we'd have to do station identification, and then it's the Lady Claire. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.